Time for Wellness at Work, our monthly segment with the McKay Hill Group team, Wendy Brookhouse, registered dietitian, nutritionist, and Kristen Sandler, wellness manager here, complimenting our Peaches McKay Hill's monthly contributions. She's a rock star, giving us that double dose of wellness inspiration each month. We need you each day to be inspired and certainly to be well. So glad that you are both here. Let's get to it. And first of all, let's do a mic check. Good morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning, Shelley. Great to be here.
Yeah, good morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. So today is what? Expressing yourself through health, Kristen?
Yeah, absolutely. So this month, Peaches McKay Hill challenges us to express our inner self. So we want to explore some ways to share through daily choices how that can affect our well-being.
There comes the daily choices. How do we express ourselves through healthy behaviors?
It's always a great question. So I think it's really important for everyone to understand that we can all personalize our healthy habits to fit who we are as an individual. Although, you know, typically there are general guidelines that we need to live by with exercising and eating right. But more than anything, it's up to us how we want to express that. So doing different types of physical activity or really playing with different flavors in the kitchen, we can really personalize how we want to be fit.
Wendy, your add to that?
Well, you know, I'm big in to-do lists. So with those to-do lists, write it down. And if I write something down, I'm more apt to remember. So it serves to make something important. It's an action that I need to revisit. Meal planning, that's one great way to do it. Write it down. The key is to try to get creative, like Kristen said. You know, mix meals. Make up a bunch of chicken on maybe Sunday when you have time. Add some vegetables, maybe whole grain rice on Monday. And then you can slice that, season it, and use for fajitas on Wednesday, or even in a sandwich wrap sometime for lunch the rest of the week. So creating a list of meals, either it's for the next 2 days or even for the entire week, try to make some choices from different food groups, and then even go a step up with different colors, flavors, and textures. Or you know what, even with your own creative express yourself, express even favorite meals you have, or if you've ever wanted to have your own personal chef, think about that restaurant and that delicious flavor. How could you make that at home? You could either look for it online, or you could just try to kind of recreate different proteins or grains or spices and have a similar dish at home.
I just take doggy bags home. That's how I get the
works.
Personal chef.
That works too.
All right, so you're writing down what we plan to eat. How about the topic of food journaling? Where do we go with this?
You know, it's an important thing, especially for people that are trying to manage their weight or getting enough fuel maybe for training for an event. To be aware of how you feel your body is number one. So, you know, journaling all the items that you consume, even beverages. Some people, though, find that tedious. So even taking a photo before and after you start a meal or snack, you can create a visual there of your meals and snacks that you can just look back and say, hey, I tried that last week. Let's do something different. Or you can even use that to say, all right, I only had 2 vegetables at lunch, dinner time, it's the end of the day, I need to up that a little bit and add a little bit more. So it's kind of a way to look back and evaluate how your day was, but also maybe look for inspiration for future meals.
How many fruits and vegetables are we supposed to have? Like 5 to 8 servings or something?
Ideally, you said it. 5 to 9.
I'm a week behind.
Half the plate as well is another helpful visual, but yes.
Yeah. All right, I'm going back to time issues here. Write down everything we ate takes time, and I'm sure we can talk apps. You know, I imagine a lot of those use the computer to do that. What do you have that's maybe simpler? I'm going there.
Yeah, you know, you just touched on that. Try a different goal. So maybe focus on fruits and vegetables each day. How many servings did I have? How many should I have? Even getting caught up in the numbers is important. Just look and see, is half my plate fruits and vegetables? You know, do I have different colors on there? Is it delicious? How can I add something new? Or even another great one is substituting, trying something like quinoa. You know, I always say, don't eat anything you can't pronounce except quinoa. So there you go. So it's a great grain. It's a whole protein. It's a fantastic thing to maybe substitute for rice, especially if your family's an only white rice fan. You know, you're adding a little bit different. Or even add chopped mango and avocados to your tacos.
Kristen, add to that on the wellness side?
So more than anything, you know, for somebody that's just getting started is to do exactly that. Just start somewhere. Maybe you're not eating a whole lot of fruits and vegetables to begin with, or maybe whole grains aren't part of that. Just throw something new in there and start with one thing. And, you know, I'm always going to circle back to having fun with it and finding activities within that that suit your personality. Wendy and I were talking about, you know, getting in the kitchen and having some fun, singing, dancing, throw some music on, and make it a little party.
Shouldn't be a chore.
Exactly.
Back to the have fun point, Kristen. We can get too serious when it comes to health guidelines. Obviously, there's a reason for guidelines, but only focusing on numbers. Obviously, you don't want us to stop moving.
Absolutely. You know, numbers can get really exhausting, and some people can become really obsessed with it. So we just want to kind of circle back to what Wendy was mentioning and staying focused on one goal. So maybe that is adding one more vegetable to your plate. Take some time doing that. Just give yourself a goal, be mindful of it, and start working towards it.
Talk to me, Wendy, about simple health goals that you suggest.
You know, again, go for something simple. Go for colors. Go for convenience. You know, cooking up extra food in advance, like I mentioned earlier, to use during the week, that helps with your budget. But just also look at the reality of it. When I'm at work and I'm hungry, you know, if I don't have something conveniently there, I might go to, you know, a snack shop, or I might choose something that maybe isn't as nutritious that's available around the corner at someone's desk, you know, that candy jar or something. So, you know, try to plan ahead and try to make it easy on you and convenient. Sometimes I just grab a whole bag of lettuce and throw it in my my lunch pail for the week. And when I get to lunch hour, that's when I'll shred it. So, again, trying to make it easy. And if you don't feel like a walk or a run, you know, be active. Play your favorite music. Like Kristen said, dance. You know, just make something fun. Make it easy on you. And just throw something together and hopefully it works.
You ever had pancakes or cereal for dinner?
Yes. My kids love that. That's their favorite thing.
Pizza for breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I'm just making sure I'm not breaking any rules.
Moderation, Shelley, okay. Moderation.
I'll put you on the spot. What's your health style, Kristen?
You know, I'm going to go back to it. And music is something that really gets me motivated and moving. So definitely when I'm exercising, I have my headphones in the zone. And then when I'm in the kitchen, too, I put on some of my favorite music and really get in my head and just have a good time and make it a positive experience out of it.
You know, for me, it's spicy hot. I love hot sauce. And Chris and I were talking earlier, and it's not to cover a flavor. It's just that extra zing. I'll add it to my hummus. I'll add it even to cottage cheese. Sometimes I substitute that for, say, you know, a sour cream or something, a dip. So hot sauce is my thing, any Mexican food. And then, you know, again, when it's activity, I love to listen to music. And I'll even read while I walk.
And I imagine kids are involved here as well.
Yes, my daughter loves to dance, and she loves to cook. So we like to have a lot of fun in the kitchen. And that's another great point, is try to get your family involved, not only in planning the meals, but also helping out, taking care of, you know, even setting the table and cleaning up when they're done, so that it's easy for everybody. And it's a meal that's not going to be stressful, but something that brings everybody together.
All right, your final word would be what, Kristen?
Just have a good time. Get started with something that's a goal you want to really achieve. So whether that's nutrition or activity, start with one thing and push towards it.
What's for lunch today, Wendy?
Today I have yogurt in there, and my husband has amazing tomatoes from his garden, so a Capri salad is on the menu.
Kristen, what's for dinner tonight?
Dinner tonight is going to be a chicken stir fry. So the quinoa is going to actually replace my rice, seasoned vegetables, and some chicken.
All right. Plan, 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 kind of like location, location, location for, you know, success. All right. We share how wellness works. How do we contact the McCahill Group to learn more, please?
Check out our website at mccahillgroup.com. That's mccahillgroup.com.
You, of course, working with clients today to get them even healthier.
Absolutely. We got lots on the docket, teaching some classes and just trying to spread the word.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Wendy Brookhouse, registered dietitian, nutritionist, and Kristen Sadler, wellness manager. I like this quote you shared. Self-expression is the dominant necessity of human nature.